This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel presses on with Gaza bombardments, including in areas where it has told civilians to flee.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Chamas.
Under pressure, after her testimony, the president of the University of Pennsylvania has now resigned.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned amid pressure from donors and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say under repeated questioning that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. The resignation from McGill in her second year as president of the Ivy League school was announced in a statement on the UPenn website by the Board of Trustees. McGill had been under fire from some donors and alumni this fall over the university's handling of various perceived acts of anti-Semitism. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The Philippine Coast Guard says a Chinese Coast Guard has assaulted three Philippine vessels with water cannon blast and ran one of them, causing serious engine damage. This is VOA News. A small group of demonstrators staged a very rare protest in Dubai on Saturday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit known as COP28.
About 25 protesters were demanding the release of pro-democracy activists imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, holding up pictures of Emirati prisoners Ahmed Mansour and Mohammed El-Sadiq and Egyptian-British political activist Ala Abdel Fattah as a condition of hosting COP28. The UAE had agreed to allow protests to take place there under UN guidelines. A researcher with the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch, Joey Shea, told the Reuters News Service just how significant the protest was.
There is no freedom of expression in the UAE. There is no freedom of association and assembly. This very small, extremely limited protest within a safe UN zone is historic. These names have never been said out loud in the UAE, and their release has never been publicly demanded in this way.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. state of Texas Supreme Court pauses the lower court's order allowing pregnant women to have an abortion.
The highest court in Texas has blocked a ruling issued Thursday by State District Judge Maya Guerra Gamble, who granted a restraining order to prevent enforcement of the state's strict abortion ban in this case.
Would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
31-year-old Kate Cox, a mother of two, says she wants to prevent the suffering of her fetus and protect her own health. Doctors say she may lose the ability to have another child if this pregnancy has to be induced. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned hospitals they could face legal consequences if the procedure is performed. There's a similar case now in Kentucky, another woman seeking court permission to have an abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents went to the polls on Saturday in Hong Kong in the first district council election since an electoral overhaul was implemented under Beijing's guidance of patriots administering the city, effectively shutting out all pro-democracy candidates. Turnout is expected to be much lower than it has been in the last elections, held at the height of the 2019 anti-government protest. Some pro-democracy voters, dismayed by the drastic rule change, including the elimination of most directly elected seats, are now turning their backs on the polls. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.